underneath the night.
All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, award-winning journalist Joe McNally. And we are having a conversation that I think is certainly timely, but as important as any conversation that we can have in our nation, because this war that the conservatives are waging against anyone who doesn't agree with their beliefs and theories on things, which have changed so dramatically over the last half decade or decade or so, is a dangerous, dangerous time. And so I've got Joe McNally on, who I think is one of the best people that I know, because he's always, over the years, been a guy who looked at things from both perspectives and always said that Republicans, there were reasonable Republicans, and so every time I would challenge that, he would always push back and say, no, you know, they're reasonable Republicans. But today, Joe, we just heard David on, and David at times can be a reasonable person, but when it comes down to this war between Democrats and Republicans, it's our way or the highway. He is the what we're talking about with people who just can't seem to comprehend, Joe, that this is the United States of America, and that we should be on the same page in this nation. That was the whole purpose of the founding of this nation, and not because if you're a Democrat, you're my enemy.
Yeah, and really, it really surprises me and shocks me that the Republicans really, as I said at the very outset this morning, really are no longer an American political party. They no longer support American democracy. They've started using this word liberty, like they support liberty for themselves. And the problem with what Republicans today define as liberty for themselves is that it would destroy democracy and freedom for all the rest of us. The freedom of every American to vote without Republican politicians deciding whether to count their votes, the freedom of women to control not just their own bodies, but their own lives, and the freedom of our children to attend safe schools, read books, for God's sake. Book burning is back in the Republican Party. And the freedom of our children in schools to learn American history. And as I've said before, our kids are way ahead of us on so many things. They're ahead of us on climate change. They were ahead of us having marches all over America to keep guns out of their own schools, for God's sake. And you had a president of the United States saying, arm teachers, or boy, if I had a gun, I'd run in there and get rid of those, those shooters that are in our schools. Well, the more guns you have shooting in schools, the more people get killed. I mean, that's just insane. Kids and they're organizing too about this attack on American education. We now have kids testifying at school board meetings against taking Toni Morrison's books out of their school library, or books dealing with LGBTQ issues. How many decades now have we fought over whether to teach sex education in schools? It's been most of my lifetime that I can remember, and now once again there are school boards they've got a whole list of hundreds of books that even mention the fact that gay kids exist, that even are willing to suggest, that as you're going through puberty and you're learning who you are, that you have a right to learn who you are. And you have a right to make your own choices. And the kids are way ahead of us on that. They don't understand why adults are still fighting over this stuff. They really don't. And their education is so much better than we think it is. When I hear people like David say, you know, schools just are not working. Yeah, there are some great schools in Milwaukee right now. You know, King High School on the north side and Ronald Reagan on the south side are college-educated, college-preparatory kind of schools.
Go to my ear.
Exactly. You know, all through the system, there are great. Our kids always went to public schools, and they went to some great public schools. They went to King. They went to Montessori Elementary School. One of our daughters did. There are so many choices. And when they say, you know, MPS isn't working, that's sort of like when David was saying, you know, these cities all over America are burning down, you know, because people are protesting racial injustice. There has not been a single city in America that has burned down. You know that? It is just insane. But they speak in that kind of rhetoric because their president spoke in that kind of rhetoric. You know, I want to say something about lying in politics. You know, I think all of us have known someone in our life that lied a lot. You know, haven't we? You know, sometime when we were growing up,
you
became aware that there's somebody you knew that just told a lot of lies. But I want to tell you this. I don't think there's anybody in America that knows someone who has told 30,573
in 4 years.
Lies in 4 years.
While he was the president of the United States,
you would really have to work at it. and I think almost half of those lies were in the final year of his presidency. Almost half of those lies. Can you have 15,000 lies?
You know, Joel. At the same time, we are teaching children not to lie,
I learned in Sunday school.
you know, Joe, it's so many different things. Here's another one of them. You know, you've got convoys of truckers who have helped, you know, interrupt the supply line out of Canada. Because somebody said, you know, they had to take the vaccination. And yet Republicans support that. And they support it to the degree that, you know, they interrupt the supply line because nobody should be able to tell you what you should do and what you can't do. Well,
yeah, so you can destroy the American economy by shutting down a flow between Canada and the U.S. Just shut down, you know, our ability to get goods on the other side of the border. I mean, that is a fascist act in itself. You know, the whole thing about, you know, mask wearing and whether you get vaccinated or not, to me, that the most insane thing about that to me was the fact that, as you well know, older voters frequently are more likely to vote for the Republican Party than younger voters. And, of course, older voters are more vulnerable to the coronavirus. They were putting unvaccinated older voters were, you know, 10 times more at risk than younger voters. And basically, Republicans were killing off their own supporters by convincing them not to get vaccinated at a time of a pandemic that is starting to kill close to a million Americans, and they didn't want to do anything to interrupt that, because as long as the pandemic continued under Joe Biden, they could say, look here, this guy claimed he was going to end the pandemic, and he didn't. And it's you, good God, another variant came along, and because we convinced people they shouldn't get vaccinated, more people were dying in recent months than did during the Trump administration. Well, that's great. You managed to kill many of your own supporters and many more Americans by convincing them not to get vaccinated. That is really something to be proud of as a party, don't you think? But good, because it's an anti-Biden move, and it will, you know, make his approval ratings go down, and it'll make it more likely we win the midterms. As long as the Republican Party is not an American political party, I think that will be the issue in the midterms. That will be the issue in the next presidential election, which, as we said earlier, Donald Trump is the leading candidate to be nominated by the Republicans again. This is a man who was thrown out of office after a single term because he was so incompetent and so ignorant that 7 million more Americans voted against him in the largest turnout of American voters in history. But somehow those 7 million votes were all fraudulent, because there's some kind of conspiracy going on between Republican election officials and Democratic election officials to make sure that he lost states like Georgia and Arizona that hadn't gone, for a Democratic president for years, for decades. But he was the most unpopular, divisive, corrupt president that this nation has ever had, and Americans recognize it. They're counting on winning the midterms because it'll be a lower turnout. People aren't usually as excited in the midterms as they are in presidential elections. But let me tell you, they need to get excited.
Joe, we've got to go to a break. Joe, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Award-winning journalist Joe McNally and my friend is on the line. We'll be right back.
Baby.